Many poor Americans are having trouble getting a dentist appointment. That's because in many states, Medicaid will reimburse dentists for only a small portion of the cost of treatment. The problem is worse in some states where there is a shortage of dentists. From Maine Public Radio, Susan Chisholm reports.
At some dental clinics, it's not unusual for patients to drop by in the morning and wait around for cancellations, because getting an appointment with a dentist can be more difficult in some cases than coping with chronic mouth pain.
My name is Justin Smart, and I live in Randolph, Maine. And I'm pretty much here today because my teeth are really swelled up and my gums are swelled up. And I've been looking for a dentist probably for about 6 months, and I'm on Medicaid.
To bide his time and dull his nerve endings, the teenager did what many in his situation do, paid a visit to his doctor and got a prescription for some painkillers until he could see the dentist. Some people can't wait that long and are forced to go to the emergency room. On this day, though, Samard is lucky. There's an opening at the Community Dental Center in Waterville, Maine. Unlike most clinics, this one accepts new Medicaid patients, and most of them are under 21.
You're going to look like Donald Duck when we get... Don't bite my finger, Matthew. There you go.
This is Matthew DeRosby's first visit to the dentist. And at age 7, he's already got a mouthful of cavities. His mother, Judy, says she's been trying to get him in to see a dentist for at least a year.
When there was nothing around here, I called everywhere. They either weren't taking new patients or they weren't doing Medicaid.
Under federal law, Medicaid is supposed to ensure that recipients get access to a variety of health services, that potential barriers to access, like transportation and cost, are not a factor. But according to Bert Edelstein of the Children's Dental Health Project in Washington, D.C., that's not the case.
Federal studies show that overall, 2/3 to 3/4 of children obtain a dental service in a year. But in the Medicaid program, where the children have the greatest dental needs, it's only about 1 in 4 or 1 in 5 children who obtain a dental service in a year.
Edelstein says one of the biggest reasons dentists won't see Medicaid patients is that the money the government gives them for treating those patients typically isn't enough to cover the cost of care. Because even though federal law requires that rates be set at an adequate amount, states are free to interpret that as they choose. Even at the Community Dental Health Center, which is supported by grants and donations, the problem is acute. Sheldon Wheeler is president of the Kennebec Valley Dental Coalition, which runs the nonprofit clinic.
Over the last 13 months, we have billed Medicaid $345,000. We have collected $150,000. That means that we are collecting 43% of what we bill for a center that has essentially no overhead.
The one-year-old clinic has to raise $57,000 a year just to break even. And with the number of dentists already in short supply in rural states like Maine, the math doesn't add up for new graduates.
Now, you think of a private dentist coming out of school with a $200,000 student loan debt, another $750,000 to set up a practice, they're not going to be able to afford to see the Medicaid patient at that rate.
The challenge is not just one of economics. Charlene Walker of the Community Dental Center says children and adults who don't get regular dental care can have trouble sleeping at night and concentrating at work or school because of the severe pain associated with tooth decay.
They're desperate. Swollen faces, you know, these people have gone for years without dental care, a lot of them. And we see children with rotted out teeth, completely rotted out.
The Maine Dental Association is now trying to convince the legislature to do what states like South Carolina, Delaware, and Indiana have done, raise the Medicaid reimbursement rate. Edelstein says it's a good first step that's been shown to substantially increase access to services. But Edelstein says there's also a need for education about nutrition and dental care and better coordination between doctors and dentists to attack what the Surgeon General has called the single most common chronic childhood disease, one that is entirely preventable. For NPR News, I'm Susan Chisholm in Waterville, Maine.